Welcome to the Pirate Radio sub-playbook for jungle and old-school DNB Energy and Ableton Live 12. Today we're not just making a bassline, we're building a repeatable workflow, a little broadcast system, so you can get that urgent, grimy, late-night energy without starting from scratch every time. Think tight low-end, chopped breaks, dirty mids, and arrangements that feel like they're coming in hot off a radio transmission. Fast, rough around the edges, but still disciplined enough to hit hard on a club system. The big idea here is simple. In drum and bass, the relationship between the sub, the breaks, and the arrangement is everything. If your workflow is messy, the low end gets blurry, the drums lose punch, and the track just feels flat. But if you build a strong sub playbook, you can move fast and still keep that pirate radio character. So first, we're going to set up a template mindset. Start a new live set at 172 BPM that lands right in the sweet spot for jungle and DNB crossover energy. Then create and color code a few tracks straight away. Make one for drums main, one for break layer, one for sub, one for mid bass, one for FX or Atmos, and one for Vox or samples. This may seem basic, but it's a huge workflow move. When you name your lanes clearly, you stop thinking like someone designing a single sound and start thinking like an operator running a whole system. That matters in pirate radio style tracks because speed is part of the vibe. The more quickly you can make arrangement decisions, the more alive the tune feels. On the master, keep a utility device near the end so you can do quick mono checks later. And in arrangement view, drop in locators for intro, build, drop 1, switch, drop 2, and outro. That gives you a simple map before you even write a note. Now let's build the foundation. The sub. On the subtrack, use operator if you want a clean sine-based low end. You can also use analog, but operator is a great starting point because it's simple and precise. Use just one oscillator. Set it to sine. Keep it down around minus 1 or minus 2 octaves, depending on the pitch range you want. Then shape the amplitude envelope so the notes stop cleanly. Attack at 0, and release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds, depending on how loose or tight you want the groove. After the instrument, add utility. Set width to 0%. If you want, turn on bass mono to make sure the sub stays locked dead center. That's essential. In this style, the sub needs to feel like the spine of the track, not some wandering stereo effect. If you want a little more character, add saturator after utility. Keep it subtle. Drive around 2 to 5 dB is usually enough. Turn soft clip on, and compensate the output so you don't accidentally make it seem louder just because it's more distorted. The point here is translation. You want the sub to still read on smaller systems without turning it into a fuzzy mess. Now write a simple bassline with long notes. Then shorten a few notes so the line has push and pull. That's a big DNB lesson right there. The sub often works best when it's less busy than the drums. Let the rhythm come from note length and placement, not from overstuffing the pattern. A really useful habit is to build the sub MIDI around the kick pattern, not the other way around. That keeps the low end supportive instead of competitive. Next up is the mid bass, and this is where the attitude starts to show. Use wavy double, operator, or analog, depending on how aggressive you want the tone. A good starting point for pirate radio energied is a detuned oscillator pair or a saw-based patch with some movement. Add a low-pass filter with a bit of resonance, then use a modest envelope on the cutoff so each note opens slightly and settles back. You're not trying to make the mid-bass do everything. You're giving it a job. This is where the idea of thinking in lanes matters. The sub handles weight. The mid-bass handles character. The breaks handle motion. FX handle punctuation. If two elements are doing the same rhythmic job, one of them should probably move, thin out, or disappear. Write the mid-bass as a call and response with the drums. Leave space for the snare. Answer a break fill with a short stab. Use one bar phrases, then occasionally stretch to two bar phrases for tension. If you're leaning jungle, let the amen slices and snare rolls do some of the talking, then place a quick bass pickup on the offbeat before the next downbeat. If you want a darker roller feel, keep the bass more sustained and let automation create the movement instead of filling every gap with notes. That space between hits is part of the rhythm. In DNB, empty space is not empty, it's pressure. Now let's shape the bass with Ableton stock devices. On the mid-bass track, build a simple chain, EQ8, saturator, compressor or glue compressor, and maybe auto filter if you want extra movement. Start with EQ. If needed, high pass very gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up rumble. If the tone feels nasal or harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. If it's muddy, ease down some of the 150 to 300 Hz area. Keep these moves small. You're cleaning, not redesigning. Then add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB can work nicely here. Use soft clip. This is where you can make the bass audible on smaller speakers without wrecking the true sub. If the bass hits unevenly, add compression. A ratio around 2 to 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Use a fairly fast attack if you want control, or a slightly slower one if you want more punch. Set the release to groove with the track, usually somewhere around 60 to 150 milliseconds. If you want more Pirate Radio grime, automate the auto filter cutoff between phrases or during the build. Even a modest sweep can create tension without needing a giant riser. That's very useful in this style, because you want the track to feel like it's coming in hot, not polished and overprocessed. Now let's talk drums and breaks, because in jungle and old school DNB, the breakbeat is doing a lot of the emotional work. Create your drums' main and break layer tracks. Keep the kick and snare simple and direct. Then add chopped break elements on top for the old school identity. In simplers, load an amen or another classic break. Use slice mode so you can trigger individual hits. Play with ghost notes, offbeat hats, snare doubles, and little fill patterns. The goal is not to overcrowd the groove. The goal is to get that urgent, dancing break energy while still letting the main kick and snare punch through. On the drum bus, use drum bus. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%. Use boom lightly or leave it off if the sub is already carrying enough weight. Add a bit of crunch for aggression, and tame the top end with damp if the breaks get too sharp. Then add glue compressor on the drum bus. Try a 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or time to the loop, and aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. You want the drums sticking together, not getting crushed flat. Keep the break layer tucked slightly under the main drum so it adds shuffle and history instead of clutter. That little layer often gives Pirate Radio Jungle its movement. The main kick and snare stay simple, while the break is doing micro-rhythmic work around them. For arrangement, a nice move is to start with just break slices, atmosphere, and a filtered hint of bass in the intro. Then bring in the main kick and snare on bar 9 or 17 for that proper system start feeling. Now we get to the broadcast vibe. Sends and returns. Create two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. Keep the reverb controlled. A decay around 1 to 2.5 seconds is usually enough. Use a short pre-delay, maybe 10 to 25 milliseconds, and make sure the low end stays out of the reverb with a low cut, because the sub should stay dry and centered. For delay, use echo or delay. Short slap style timing works well on vocal chops, fills, and effects. Filter the repeats so they don't cloud the mix. Send only selected elements to those returns. Box hits, snare fills, risers, tiny atmospheric punctuations. Don't send the sub. Keep the low end bone dry. That contrast is what gives the track its weight. Huge space above, tight foundation below. Now let's make the arrangement feel alive. Use automation to create movement instead of just stacking more parts. Open the mid-bass filter across an 8-bar build. Increase saturator drive a little into drop 2. Throw a short reverb send on a vocal chop for just 1 bar. Add a little more crunch to the drum bus for the switch-up. Pull the utility gain down for a fake breakdown. Then slam it back in. You can also automate the bass low pass from around 300 Hz up to 2 kHz over 4 or 8 bars. Or automate a narrow EQ dip to move a resonant peak out of the way before a snare fill. Even muting the sub for the last beat, before a drop and bringing it back on the one can create a huge sense of impact. The main thing is this. Every automation move should have a purpose. Tension, release, or transition. Not just motion for the sake of motion. For the arrangement itself, keep it DJ-friendly but unruly. A classic shape works well, a 16-bar intro, a 16-bar first drop, an 8-bar switch or breakdown, a 16-bar second drop with variation, and then an 8 or 16-bar outro for mixing out. In the intro, you can use a filtered break, a radio-style vocal snippet, a hint of sub, and some effects atmosphere. On drop 1, keep the bass line more restrained and let the drums be the star. Then on drop 2, bring in extra bass variation, more break edits, a turnaround fill, maybe even a temporary higher register re-slayer or stab. That keeps the tune moving without losing usability for DJs. A really strong trick is to make drop 1 smaller than drop 2. That's one of the easiest ways to create impact. The first drop can be functional and focused. The second one can reveal the nastier bass, more edits, and a more aggressive processing pass. Before you wrap it up, check the low end. Use utility or spectrum on the master for a quick look. Make sure the sub is centered and mono. Keep the mid bass controlled if you decide to widen it at all. Watch out for buildup around 100 to 250 Hz. and leave enough headroom so the master isn't constantly clipping. Make a habit of toggling mono on the bass bus. Listen quietly and see if the sub still reads. Check if the kick is punching through the bass line. Compare the drop against a reference track at similar loudness. In DNB, stereo tricks can be tempting, but the low end has to survive everywhere. If the bass collapses in mono, the whole track loses its spine. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the sub too complicated. Keep it mono, keep it simple, and shorten the note tails. Don't let the break and the bass fight for the same rhythmic pocket. Make them answer each other. Don't overdo distortion on the low end. Distort the mid bass more than the sub. Don't let the low mids build up too much. If the mix sounds cloudy, ease down around 150 to 300 Hz. Don't make both drops feel identical. Give the second one more variation. And don't send the sub into reverb or stereo widening. That's a fast way to lose the foundation. If you want to push the style darker or heavier, here are a few smart moves.